أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة، صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The topic which is I'm going to talk about is how to speak with the others. It is an important subject that today I would like to discuss about this matter. And actually, today I would like to speak in four subjects, in four things. The first thing which I would like to tell you is about the importance of the language and the importance of the speaking. And the second thing which is I'm going to talk about is about the way of speaking in the Holy Quran. What does Holy Quran says and emphasizes on the way of speaking? And the third thing, which is very important and I would like to speak in detail, is about the way of speaking according to the point of view of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And the last thing, which is again important and we will discuss shortly, will be about the benefit and the use of good speaking. Let me to start from the first subject, and it is very clear and obvious. That's why I would not want to speak in detail, and everyone knows that language is very important in our life. In our daily life, everyone uses the language and speaks with the others. And through the language and speaking, they are able to communicate with the others. Just if a few minutes we think, and we think about this matter, that if Almighty Allah does not give this language and the ability of speaking to us, what would be our life and how would be our life? Of course, it is the bestow of Almighty Allah, and it is the blessing of Almighty Allah and the mercy of Almighty Allah that He gave us this ability and this capacity that we are able to speak. Through the speaking, we are able to communicate with the others. And through the speaking, we are able to transfer a culture from one generation to another generation. And if we go to the schools, if we go to the universities, of course, there we use the speaking, through the speaking we learn knowledge, and day by day we increase our knowledge, and also we are able to progress and develop. And all these things belong to the language. If we remove the language from our life, if we put away the language and the speaking from our life, then of course there will not be any difference between human being and between animal. That's why the language, it is very important and everyone knows it. The second subject which I would like to refer to that is the way of speaking in the Holy Quran. What does Holy Quran says about the speaking of the people? How should we speak with the others? What should be the way that a person should speak with the others? What is the advice of the Holy Quran about this matter? Let me bring for you only four verses of Holy Quran that is about the way of speaking. The first thing which I would like to tell you is this, that there is a very short verse of the Holy Book, and Almighty Allah says in this short sentence that, O people, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى. It is a very short sentence, but in this short sentence there are a lot of meanings, and we should think about this verse of the Holy Quran deeply, how good and how excellent Almighty Allah says in this ayah, in this sentence, who says وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى. You should speak, and you should call the people, and you should speak with the men in good words. And Almighty Allah says, speak to the men. When here is men is mentioned, and Almighty Allah said, Nas. In Arabic say, وَقُولُ لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Nas means men. It makes no difference either this Nas is a man or a woman, a black man and woman, or white man and woman. He is old enough or not, he is teenagers and young and children. Who is the person that you are addressing him and talking to him? It is your duty, and it is obligatory for you that you should speak with them in good words, in a good manner. And it is a good speaking of Almighty Allah, who emphasizes and order the people, O believers, O people, you should speak to all the mankind, to all the human beings, in a good manner, in a good saying, in a good words. So it is one verse of the Holy Quran which addressed us that we should speak with the others in good manner, in a good speaking, in a good words. The second ayah in the second verse of the Holy Quran is about the story of Musa prophet and Harun prophet, alayhim as-salam, peace be upon them. These two were prophets of the Almighty Allah. And you know the story, and you heard it repeatedly. But here I would like to mention only that when Almighty Allah addressed the Musa and addressed the Harun and ordered them that you two should go to the Fir'aun. Who was Fir'aun? Fir'aun was a king of Egypt, and he was very cruel, and he was very oppressor, and he was a bad man, and he claimed that he is God. And he killed the others, the people, the infant people. So Almighty Allah ordered to the Musa, O Musa, you and your brother, go to the Fir'aun. But when you are going to the Fir'aun, talk with them gently. Talk with them in a good manner. Speak with them in a good words. So again, it is a good saying of Almighty Allah, who says that whenever you want to talk to others, even if that person is a killer, if that person is a cruel man, if that person is an oppressor, but it is your duty that you should speak with them in a very good way, in a very gentle way, and you should use the good words to them. Almighty Allah says, اِذْهَبَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَى فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرَ أَوْ يَخْشَى. It is the saying of Almighty Allah, who ordered to the Musa and to the Harun, go both of you to Fir'aun. Surely he has become inordinate. He become a cruel man, and he does whatever he wants. Then speak to him in a gentle word, in a very good word, maybe he will mind it. The Fir'aun when he listen and heard your good speaking, maybe he will think about that. Or he will fear and he will afraid. So it is the saying of Almighty Allah, the second verse of the Holy Quran. The third one is this, that even when you are talking with the followers of the book, that in Arabic we say Ahlul Kitab, like Christian, like Jewish, that they accept a book of Almighty Allah and they follow a messenger of Allah, a prophet of Allah. So when you want to talk with them, even when you want to talk with them, so you should talk in a very good manner. And you, when you dispute with them, so you should put it in your mind that your speaking should be in the very good manner, in a very good sentences, in a very good words. Let me recite this ayah. Almighty Allah says, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. O people, you should not dispute with the followers of the book except by what is the best. And you should treat with them in a best way. You should speak with them in a best way. You should use the good words to them while they are Ahli Kitab. The four verses of the Holy Quran is this, that whenever you want to call the people to the path of Almighty Allah, to the right path, so again there you should use your wisdom and you should speak with them in a very good manner. Almighty Allah says, Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izati al hasana وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ. O people, call to the way of your Lord with wisdom. When you want to call the others, that they should come to the right path, they should join the right paths, and they come to the Lord, the way of your Lord. So call them with wisdom and godly exhortation, and have disputation with them in the best manner. If you want to dispute with them, again, it is your duty that you should do it in a very good manner. So it was the second thing in subject that I talked about through the Holy Book. Now, let us see what our Prophet said about this thing. And what is his saying? What should be the way of speaking through the point of view of the Prophet, peace be upon him? Prophet says that when you want to speak with the others, the first thing that you should remember, you should think before you speak. And it is the manner of the speaking of a person who is a wise man. And he is an intelligent man. Whenever he wants to speak, at first he thinks, then he speaks. But a fool man, he is vice versa. It means that at first he speaks, then he thinks and says, oh, I committed mistake. While a person who is an intelligent, and he look before he leap. As there is a proverb in English, says, look before you leap. Whatever you say, at first, it is your duty that you should look and you should think, and after thinking, you should speak with the others. Our great prophet, peace be upon him, he says, the signs of those who are wise men and those who are an intelligent man, he says, sifatul aqili. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ أَن يَتَكَلَّمَ تَدَبَّرَ فَإِن كَانَ خَيْرًا تَكَلَّمَ فَغَنِمَ وَإِن كَانَ شَرًّا سَكَتَ فَسَلِمَ. The Holy Prophet says, let me tell you the attribute of a wise man. What will be the attribute of the wise man. He says, a wise man is a person, an intelligent man is a person, whenever he wants to talk, at first he thinks, and then he speaks. And if there is good, and it has any benefit for him, he speaks and continues speaking. But when he thinks that it is not a good thing and it will be harmful for him, then he will stop speaking and he will never speak. So it is the sign of a person who is intelligent. The second thing which our Prophet, peace be upon him, said is this, that an intelligent man, when he speaks, the speaking should be true. He will never lie, because he knows that lying will be very harmful for the society and for he himself. And the lying will disrespect him. So he wants to be respectful in the society. That's why he would like to tell the truth. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, أَحَبُّ الْحَدِيثِ إِلَيَّ أَصْدَقُهُ. Oh people, do you know what words in saying, I love that and I like that? That is the saying and the speaking which is truth. I like that kind of speaking. The third thing which our Prophet mentioned is this, that whenever you want to speak, your speaking should be right, and you should keep right. And he says, قُلِ الْحَقِّ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُرَّ. Tell the truth, even if the truth is not tasty, and it is not sweet, and it is very, the other things that it is very harmful, but you should keep the right, and you should say, what is the right? And you should not say the false thing and the incorrect thing. The fourth thing which is important about the speaking is this, that whenever we are hearing something which is truth and right, we should accept that, even if we hear it from our enemy. Again, it is a good saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, اقبل الحق ممن أتاك به من صغير أو كبير وإن كان بغيضا بعيدا. You should accept the right saying, even if this right saying is from a person who is very small and he is a child, or from a person you hear that he is a very old man and a very big man and a very famous man. Makes no difference. You should accept the right from both of them. Even if you hear the right saying and teachings and speakings from a person who is your enemy, and he's from very far away from you, he's not from your relatives, then again, it is your duty that you should accept the saying which is right, and it is very important in the society. Another thing which is again one of the famous saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, he says, you should reject the false saying. And if someone comes and talks with you and he lies and he speaks not truthfully, and he speaks the false thing, so you should reject it, and you should not accept that. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, وَرْدُدِ الْبَاطِلَ عَلَى مَنْ جَاءَكَ بِهِ مِنْ صَغِيرٍ أَوْ كَبِيرٍ وَإِنْ كَانَ حَبِيبًا قَرِيبًا. Oh people, when you hear a false saying, even if a person who says this false saying, he is a very famous man and he is very old man, you should reject that, and you should not accept that. And also, even if he is from your relatives in one of your close friends, as he says the false thing, then you should not accept that. The sixth thing which our Prophet says is this, that when you want to speak with the others, try to speak less and do not be talkative. Unfortunately, some of the people, they are very talkative and they speak a lot when they are in an assembly. So they do not allow to the others that they also speak. One of our friend, he was saying that, do you know why Almighty Allah bestowed and gave to us two ears in one tongue or one mouth? It is because of this, that we should hear more than we are saying. So we should use from the others, not that we are should murmur and we should speak from the morning up to the evening. So saying less, it is a very good manner that our Prophet, peace be upon him, he says, عَلَيْكُمْ بِقِلَّةِ الْكَلَامِ وَلَا يَسْتَهْوَيَنَّكُمْ الشَّيْطَانِ. O people, you should speak little, you should speak less, till the Satan should not misguide you. And also our first Imam, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, he advised son Imam Hussein and said, O Hussein, O my dear son, do you know, man kathura kalamuhu kathura khata'uhu. Those who are talkative and they speak a lot, then of course they are mistake also will be a lot. And those who are speaking a lot and their mistakes are a lot, of course their modesty will be less. Man kathura khata'uhu qalla haya'uhu. And also the narration continues, man qalla haya'uhu qalla imanuhu. Also his faith will be less. مَنْ قَلَّ إِيمَانُهُ يَدْخُلُ فِي النَّارِ. Those who does not have enough iman and enough faith, so of course he will enter in the nar, I mean in the hell. The another saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, he says that when you speak, you should not interfere between the speaking of the others. It means if there are two men or women and they are speaking with each other, they have maybe a private speaking. So it is not good that you should interfere and you should listen, what is he saying? No, it's not a good habit. And again, our Prophet, peace be upon him, he says that you should not stop the saying of the others. And do not, when a person he is busy with speaking, it is not a good habit that you should interfere in his speaking and you should cut his speaking. Our Prophet says, إِذَا كَانَ إِثْنَانِ يَتَنَاجِيَانِ فَلَا تَدْخُلْ بَيْنَهُمَا. When there are two persons and they are speaking with each other, it is not good that you should interfere between their speaking. Another thing which is also important, our Prophet says that you should not speak with and use the words which is useless. And we should put aside the useless saying. And one day, Abu Zar, you know, he is one of the follower of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He was near the Prophet, and Prophet, peace be upon him, addressed the Abu Zar, Ya Abu Zar, utruk fuzul al kalam. O Abu Zar, you should not speak the thing which is not useful for you, not for the others, and you should leave the usually speaking. وَحَسْبُكَ مِنَ الْكَلَامِ مَا يَبْلُغُ بِهِ حَاجَتَكَ. And from the speaking, it is enough for you that it fulfill your needs. And you can fulfill your needs by these speaking. It is enough. No use of speaking useless things. No use of speaking useless speaking. Another thing which is also important, that is that whenever we want to talk, we should see the situation. We should see the conditions, and we should use the suitable words in a suitable place, in a suitable time. And again, there is a saying from our third Imam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who says and advises his uncle's son and says, وَلَا تَتَكَلَّمَنَّ فِي مَا يَعْنِيكَ حَتَّى تَرَى لِلْكَلَامِ مَوْضِعًا فَرُبَّ مُتَكَلِّمٍ قَدْ تَكَلَّمَ بِالْحَقِّ فَعِيبًا. It means that you should speak, and it should be your habit that you should speak the things in their place, and you should not speak the things which it is not suitable on that condition, on that time, on that place. And the last thing which I would like to tell you is this, that we should be gentlemen, and we should gently speak with the others. Our first Imam says and advises his son, and says, وَعَلَمْ أَيْبُنَيْ أَنَّهُ مَنْ لَانَتْ كَلِمَتُهُ وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتُهُ. Oh my dear son, you should keep it in your mind that if you speak with the others gently, you will be the beloved of the others. The other will love you because of your gentle speaking. So it was the seerah of Prophet that whenever he was saying to the others, he was respecting the others, and he was using the good words. In a very good manner, he was advising the other people. And our Prophet, peace be upon him, he was telling the truth, and he was addressing the others in a good name, in the name that they loved that. That's why all the people, they would like and they love the Prophet. And it is from the seerah of the Prophet, وَكَانَ لَا يُكَلِّمُ أَحَدًا بِشَيْءٍ يَكْرَهُهُ. He never talked to the others, and he never used the words that the others disliked that. In conclusion, I would like to tell you that the last thing of in the last part of my lecture is this, that what is the use of good speaking? Of course, when we speak in a very good manner, then we will find a lot of friends, and the others will be attracted because of our good saying and good words. And it is a respect for ourselves if we abuse the others, if we use the bad words to the others. Then, of course, our good friends will leave us, and we will be alone. I hope and I request from Almighty Allah to bestow us and to give us this ability that we should speak to the others in a good words, and to treat with the others in a very good manner, and to use and to speak the right words, inshallah. God willing, we will continue our speaking, and I hope that you could use some of the words from our Prophet, peace be upon him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.